What's the status right now of the talks with the musicians?
Well, the musicians had a formal vote rejecting the outcome of the work of the mediator. We've had two mediators in town for the last number of weeks working with both parties. There evidently was a formal vote to reject the proposals by the mediators. And as we stand today, there is no agreement for labor contracts. There are no concerts for the public at this point. And at this point, all the parties are exploring whether there are remaining options on the table and what those might be.
Now, management has also rejected a counteroffer from the musicians, correct?
That is true.
Why is that?
Well, the counteroffer by the musicians, which also came through the mediation, had automatic increases in wages and weeks of work, which we felt was not justified by the demand in the market. And the proposal over the term of the agreement was so similar to where we've come from an economic standpoint, that we felt it wasn't yet in the realm of being sustainable or convincing to the public that it is fundamentally different and smaller than what we've been in the past.
You had long said that a tiered system had to happen for the orchestra to be financially viable, yet the final proposal that the musicians rejected was not a tiered system. It was 50 full-time musicians. Would that have been financially viable?
It would be financially viable, and what I said in the past isn't exactly the way you've characterized it. What I've said was, in order to justify this arbitrary number of 71 musicians, a tiered system would be required. The tiered system was not something that the Louisville board or management desired. It was simply the only means to deliver a guarantee of 71 positions on a sustainable basis. So we had said steadily throughout the negotiations, we're willing to forego the tiered model so long as whatever we agree to is sustainable.
Is there time to wait for further movement, or is there room for further movement to reach an agreement?
The question of time is probably one of the most pressing questions right now. So I guess to use a bad analogy, we could continue to dance indefinitely, but there has to be a time, and I'm not sure exactly when that is, but there has to be a time where we're passing a line and the community will get very tired of the impasse and the inability for the parties to come to an agreement.
Do you think the community has already started losing interest? I've noticed, at least anecdotally here, when we reach out to the community to talk with people, generally the response gets quieter and quieter.
What I say as a relative newcomer in our community, I've been here for 3 years, I say that the fact that the orchestra has relatively small audiences today is a byproduct of the fact that we have gone through the same public narrative over and over and over, because each time that we confront this labor impasse and the infighting, there is a percentage of the audience that turns their backs. So that's why we say whatever solution we can come up with here, mutually, hopefully, it has to be fundamentally different than what we've done in the past. What we need at the end of the day is a solution that this community will believe in and which will motivate the donors to guarantee that our future will be better than the past.